Report: Las Vegas teens accused in retired cop's murder were on crime spree. By Amy Furr on September 24, 2023. The Las Vegas teens accused in the fatal hit and run of a retired police officer reportedly also targeted others for 2 hours, during which time the 64-year-old was killed. The accused driver, identified as 18-year-old Jesus Ayala, who was 17 at the time of the incidents, and 16-year-old Shamir Keys are accused of going on a crime spree on August 14, the New York Post reported Saturday. The pair allegedly stole 3 cars, committed a burglary, and tried to kill another bicyclist, per sources and public records. KSNV detailed the case involving the 72-year-old cyclist. Lieutenant Jason Johansson with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department called the first hit and run an attempted murder that happened around 5:30 a.m. on August 14 by the intersection of Washburn and Fort Apache. The 72-year-old man was in a designated bike lane when he was intentionally struck by a stolen car with 2 teens, according to police. The man suffered 9 life-threatening injuries during the ordeal. Now, the teenagers are facing murder charges after 64-year-old Andreas Probst was killed while riding his bike in a bicycle lane. Video footage shows the moments leading up to the collision and the seconds it happened. Ayala is accused of hitting the man while driving the allegedly stolen vehicle. He was arrested a few hours after the deadly incident and reportedly told officers, "You think this juvenile, expletive, is gonna do some, expletive? I'll be out in 30 days, I'll bet you. It's just a, expletive, a, hit and run, slap on the wrist," the suspect added. The suspect had not yet been informed of any hit-and-run charges when he was taken into custody for a warrant and obstructing an officer, the Post noted. He now faces charges that include murder, attempted murder, battery with the use of a deadly weapon, leaving the scene of an accident, larceny, and burglary charges. Keys faces charges of murder, attempted murder, and battery. When speaking of her son's alleged actions, Ayala's mother said, "I don't know why he did this. I don't know if God can forgive this," according to Breitbart News.